Guys, are you ready to heat things up this Christmas? Go with a win-win this year. Something that'll make her feel hot and heat up your holiday too. How? Super warm, world-famous hoodie footy from our friends at Pajamagram. The hoodie footy is the ultimate solution to get her hot when she's freezing cold. It combines the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footed pajamas. She's going to love it. Go to pajamagram.com today. Use code SAVE10 and you'll save $10 on adult-size hoodie footies when you use that promo code SAVE10. That's pajamagram.com. SAVE10. Tell them AJ Hoffman sent you.
The Blitz, KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready? Hey, think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz. Click like. Send a message. If he likes it, Aaron will read it. It's his chance to participate in the show, so do him a solid. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R 502 for that one. First one of the day.
A double.
I don't know if the second one counts.
That was an aftershock.
I think it was part of the first one. So, yeah, so same earthquake. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. You can get us on the Twitch channel. Just put your comments in the chat. You missed the first hour. Pretty good mix of non-sports and sports, I think. I mean, I felt like it was. I think we worked in some non-sports.
If you think it's good, then it's good.
Well, that's not true. Because there's a lot of things I think are good. I do want to clarify something. I don't do those surveys all the time. I just do if somebody did a great job or if somebody did a lousy job.
Do you ever get off the plane remembering your flight attendant's name?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Well,
I don't know. Like, how many people work in our office?
Probably 30 or 40. I don't know.
Total?
Well, that are in the office most of the time. Yeah, that's about right.
Counting like producers and everything else?
Yeah, I'd say somewhere between 30 and 50 would be the number. So
I probably know about half the people who work here's name. Maybe half. And some of them have worked here as long as I have. There's zero chance I'm remembering a flight attendant's name once the flight is over. No, I don't even remember. I don't know if they... Do they even tell you their names?
They have name tags. No, somebody had to be really outstanding for me to remember their name. And you know, I have problems with names anyway. This is something I've always admitted to. If I get your name the first time, I got you forever.
Yeah.
There's no problem. But if I don't get it and I don't remember it, I'll be too embarrassed to ask you, especially once I see you all the time. And I'll try to do something like introduce you to a friend and hope you tell them who you are. It's like, oh, yeah, that's right. Name is Jamie. But otherwise, you're, hey, buddy, amigo or amiga, depending. If it's really outstanding service and it's enough that I'm going to remember it and say something on the survey, yeah, I'll remember their name. Try to, or if they flirt with
you. What a good guy you are.
Sometimes they flirt with you. And then I'll remember the guy's name when that happens. 713-780-ESPN. Robert wants to know, is there an update on the movie for Jesus Just Left Chicago? I don't have one right now. It's a slow process. It's a slow and frustrating process, to say the least, but it'll get done. I just hope I'm still alive when it gets done. How'd your basketball go last night?
Pushed money around. I won with Illinois, which was kind of my big win. My big loss was Fairleigh Dickinson. I don't want to talk about Fairleigh Dickinson.
Yeah, just drop the incense off there.
Yeah. Illinois Michigan game was a solid game. I'm kind of in love with that Illinois basketball team. I know that it's going to break my heart eventually, but They've got really good guard play. They've got this guy, Kofi Coburn, who's just, I mean, he's like a mini Zion. And Brad Underwood is just a fantastic coach. They get offensive rebounds on 40% of their misses. It's just a ridiculous number.
That is ridiculous.
They're a fun team to watch. I don't know why they're not better than they are, but they look good last night. They've played a couple high-profile games lately. Before this, they played Maryland, where they were blowing Maryland's doors off, and then they gave up the entire lead and lost.
Yeah.
And then they played in the ACC Big Ten Challenge. I bet on them. And they were getting beat by Miami by like 100 points at halftime, and then they came back and lost by two. So they're definitely a head-scratcher type team, but I love their potential. I just can't shoot for bleep. Can't shoot for Fairly Dickinson.
Two hockey plays for the people tonight. Edmonton, Minnesota, over 5.5. And make sure you're getting the 5.5 number. It opened at 6, and it's down to 5.5. So there's that one. And the other one that I like is a replay from the other night where we have Winnipeg, Detroit over 6. That one pushed. So we'll try it again. There's your two plays. 25-4-1 so far, which I think is pretty good.
That's pretty damn good.
So now somebody asked a really good question. Fred, do you remember the name of those English flight attendants? I do not. All I remember is they were smoking hot.
Yes.
And they were the only hot women in all of London. But they were friendly, too.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I didn't remember their names because they didn't really flirt with me. or let me perceive it as flirting. Right? That's really what it's about. I'm going to take a call. I don't know.
Sure.
David, what's up?
Yes, sir.
Hey, sports.
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing?
We're doing sports.
I just had a question about who to play in my fantasy football league as a quarterback. I have Tannehill, Wentz, and Allen from Buffalo.
Well, what I will say, you can, in my opinion, you can probably throw Carson Wentz out the window on
that.
Yeah,
he's.
I can't picture a world where, you know what? To me, it's Ryan Tannehill.
Yeah.
Agreed. Another sneak peek into my premium picks on pregame this week. I love the over in this Texans Titans game. I think it's a shootout game. I think Ryan Tannehill is kind of legit. If you look at his yards per game, it's not that impressive because he played a game where he had zero pass attempts. And that counts in his yards per game on the stats. But if you look at yards per pass attempt, number one in the NFL. Completion percentage, number two in the NFL. The guy is, he's legit found his groove. And anybody who's playing that well against the Texans secondary, you have to go. This is what, and I guess this brings us into the Titans-Texans game, which I'm glad to talk some more about. I think that the Titans are a different team with Ryan Tannehill than they were with Mariota. So statistically, you can look at them differently. So if you take those numbers, the post-Tannehill or post-Mariota numbers, like the Tannehill era numbers, and you put them up against the Texans defense since Watt got injured, there's some problems for the Texans. The great news for Texans fan is the Titans secondary is banged up too. They're missing three guys, including Adoree Jackson.
Yeah, Watson's been pretty good against them too.
Yeah, so I think both teams are going to have success. But the other thing that's crazy, since Ryan Tannehill's emergence, you know who's really benefited is Derrick Henry.
Yeah,
Derrick Henry suddenly not like a 3 yards and fall down kind of guy. He's now breaking off explosive runs like over 10 yards at a ridiculous rate. I mean, the offense has changed with this guy, which is, trust me, I can't explain it. I don't understand it, but it's real. Ryan Tannehill, what he's doing is real. So I don't know if it'll last.
Well, that's the thing. And that would be my only concern, is that at some point, he's coming back to earth. He's not. He can't play at this level consistently.
But you know what he can do? He can do what Drew Lock did a week ago.
Yeah, well, he can.
And everyone keeps talking about the Texans shutting down Tom Brady. Tom Brady's QBR for the last four games, he's sub 40 in all those games. He's playing bad football. That wasn't the Texans having some dominant showing. That's Tom Brady's not Tom Brady right now. I don't know if he's not Tom Brady now or not Tom Brady anymore. He's definitely one of those things. This Texans defense doesn't get pressure without JJ. They just don't. And if you're not going to get pressure on Ryan Tannehill, I think they're in trouble. I mean, they could score 100 points on the Titans too, but I do think it's a high-scoring game. I think Ryan Tannehill's going to eat.
Like I said, at some point, he's going to have a bad game.
Sure
he
is.
Ryan Tannehill. I don't know that it'll happen this week. The other thing I'd be concerned about, Derrick Henry's pretty banged up. So if he's not 100%, that's definitely going to impact what they do. Because he's that's a big part of the offense. Make sure he gets the ball, stay ahead of the chains, and then you put Tannehill in easy positions to make easy throws, which is what they've done. And he's done great. And I think that works very, very well. And that's one of the reasons why they've been as effective as they've been. But I don't know if you can do that if Derrick Henry's out.
Yeah. All right. I got to tell you about Pro Dunk Hoops. ProDunkHoops.com. When you go there, what you're going to find is the best basketball goals in the whole world. And I'm not even kidding. I mean, these things are next level. And it's that time of year. You're thinking, what can I get my kids for Christmas? You don't want to give them another video game because they're just going to be taking up your TV. Get them outside on a hoop. And Pro Dunk Hoops has really high quality goals that are going to last and last. You could go to a big box store and grab some crummy old goal that's going to be hanging sideways in 2 years and it's going to be an eyesore. This thing, no way. This thing is amazing. It's the thickest steel of any goal on the market, first of all. 75% thicker than what you're getting in those big box stores. And it's got a tempered glass backboard. Hoops guarantees if it breaks or cracks for any reason, they'll replace it for free. They've got a design to fit your home, your driveway, your backyard. They've got a fully portable version. They've got something for you. All the accessories as well. Guys, check it out. ProDunkHoops.com. That's ProDunkHoops.com. Or give them a call, 281-351-9822 for Pro Dunk Hoops. May take to leave this thing behind, but I shut my eyes and cross each line, and every time I keep on running back, keep on losing faith. I thought I had the edge. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Hey guys, you want to get in on the action tonight's game? Heard us talking about it earlier, or you want to play this weekend's games, or want to play those hockey plays or get any of AJ's college basketball? MyBookie.ag is the place to do it. And if you use promo code radio right now, you'll get an exclusive double your money offer. They'll double your first deposit up to $1,000. And if you're already on MyBookie, just keep an eye on your email. They give you bonus options all the time. Make sure you pick the one that's best for you. And they also do special events with special wagering opportunities. They keep it fun. That's what they do at MyBookie. And when you win, guess what? You get paid. Nobody pays out faster. A lot of these websites, that's a big issue. It's not with MyBookie, and their customer service is fantastic. And if you miss the start of the game, guess what? You can still get in. That's what I love about it. In-game wagering, and you can check the odds during the game and get better odds than what you were going to get if you did it at the beginning. Promo code radio to get that exclusive double your money offer. Play, win, get paid. MyBookie.
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz, 713-780-ESPN. So, I was talking about this earlier in the week, but there's going to be a lot of quarterbacks available in this offseason. And there may not be as many teams out there looking as you might think. So some guys, you know, I think Jameis Winston might have done enough to get himself re-signed. But I don't know. I don't want a guy that turns the ball over that much. I don't care what your other numbers are. But Marcus Mariota is going to be out there because the Titans are probably going to keep Tannehill, which, okay. I mean,
I don't know. That's a great idea either, but.
Teddy Bridgewater is probably going to be available, and somebody's likely to pay him a bunch of money because he's the new Nick Foles.
Okay.
Andy Dalton.
Probably available.
Cam Newton, who might be available as well. And I guess there's just not that many places.
Well, there's two other names you haven't mentioned that, I mean, we don't really know what's going to happen. Dak Prescott's one.
Yeah, I think they're going to re-sign him or at least franchise him. I think something will get done there. Who's the other one?
Phillip Rivers.
Well, that's the name I was getting to because Tom Brady may not be in New England either. There's a lot of rumblings about that, but Phillip Rivers could be out there. To me, Phillip Rivers, if I'm the Chargers, I mean, not the Chargers, the Bears, that's who I go after.
Assuming Trubisky continues to Mitch.
Yeah. He does what Mitch does.
Mitch it up.
Because, I don't know. He's playing better now, which that might change things a little bit because, you know, early in the year, you're like, okay, this guy's a bust. He's at least functional now.
Well, let's play a little game.
Okay.
Let's go through the teams and you tell me if they're going to need a quarterback this offseason or not.
Okay.
Patriots?
Maybe. I don't think so, maybe.
Let's call that a no. I think it'd be a massive upset if somehow Tom Brady leaves. I agree there's a possibility, but it seems highly unlikely. It
just seems there's an awful lot of smoke about that right now.
Bills, no. Jets, no. Right?
Right.
Dolphins, yes.
Yeah, definitely.
So that's one. Chiefs, no. Raiders?
Maybe. Probably not. I mean, I don't think they should be in the market, but I think they will be.
Broncos?
Well, I think Drew Lock has to keep doing what he did last week. I mean, you don't know yet, but
you assume they'll give him a shot.
Yeah.
So that's one yes, two maybes. Okay. Chargers, probably yes,
yeah,
right?
I think so.
So two yes, two maybe. Ravens, no. Steelers?
Assume Ben's back.
You assume. So that's a no. Browns, no. Bengals, yes.
Definitely.
So that's three yeses, two maybes.
And keeping in mind, there's draft picks to be involved in this, too.
Oh, yeah. Texans, no. Titans will assume Mariota stays.
No, Mariota's gone.
Or, I mean, not Mariota. Tannehill stays.
Yeah, I think right now that's where they're leaning.
So do you want to leave that as a they don't need
I'm
one?
I'm going to leave that as a no for now. I don't think they do.
Okay. Colts, no.
I would say no, but I would also
say... I think
they're
happy with Brissett. I mean...
I do think they can do better.
I'm sure they could, but I think they're happy with Brissett. I'm going to say Jags, no, because they can't. They're kind of stuck with what they've got.
Yeah, they paid Foles too much money, so it's going to be...
So it's Foles and Minshew again.
Yeah.
So in the AFC, the sure yeses are Bengals, Chargers, Dolphins, maybes on the Raiders and the Broncos. Right?
Yeah.
Cowboys, no. Eagles, no. I think Redskins, no.
Maybe.
They just used a first-round pick on Haskins.
Yeah, and I don't know if that one's going to work out for them.
Giants, no.
No, I think they're at least a year away from deciding Jones isn't the guy.
Niners, no. Seahawks, no. Rams, no. Cardinals, no. Right?
Yeah.
Packers, no. Vikings, no. Bears, maybe.
Maybe.
Lions, no.
Right.
Saints, no. Bucks, maybe.
Saints could be a wild card. What if Breeze decides that's enough?
Okay.
But then Bridgewater would just stay. So, yeah, that wouldn't really.
Bucks, Panthers, I think, are both maybes.
Right.
And the Falcons are a no. So, you're looking at only three sure thing openings in this draft or in this offseason.
Right, right. And that's what the story was kind of getting at.
We mentioned all those names, and then we didn't even mention the possibility of draft picks. And Joe Burrow is likely
Jose.
He's likely playing for one of those teams. I would guess Tua is playing for somebody. I would guess Justin Herbert's playing for somebody. So, and those are just guys that I'm thinking will probably be first round picks. So if you say those three guys are the, let's say they take up the three sure thing spots, which I don't think they will, but let's just, for the sake of the discussion, the three first round quarterbacks take up the three gotta fill them spots. Now you're looking at a bunch of guys filling a bunch of maybe. So it's probably just a bunch of shuffling guys around, honestly. And then there may be guys like Joe Flacco. Joe Flacco may decide he wants to play another year. And some team who's close might go, you know what?
No, I don't see any. I mean,
I think he's a backup.
Honestly, for a backup, yeah. But
I think Joe Flacco is a top 3-4 backup in the league. I don't think you're going to get much better of a backup than Joe Flacco. I don't really want him starting for a franchise that's trying to win something. But
yeah, I don't know. I don't want any part of the guy. I've seen enough of him over the last few years. I don't even think he's not even a backup I would want.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, go look at his numbers. He has been significantly worse than guys like Ryan Fitzpatrick over the last 5-6 years.
If I said you could have
Joe Flacco or
Kyle Allen, who would you take?
I don't really want either one of them, although Kyle Allen's been better than him this year.
All right.
I mean, you're still thinking of Joe Flacco as Super Bowl Joe Flacco. No, he hasn't that in a long time.
I'm definitely not thinking of him as
but
that.
But he hasn't even been good in a long time.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I want no part of that guy. I don't even want him as a backup because I think he's a guy who feels like he shouldn't be a backup still. He wasn't that happy about getting benched in Denver.
Hey, bro. He'll probably retire for that reason.
Yeah. I mean, I do think that Phillip Rivers still has some game left in him.
Oh, certainly. But
I don't think Flacco does. So, but yeah, Rivers, to me, Chicago would be a good place for Rivers.
I think Carolina would be a good place for Rivers.
Yeah, that'd be a good fit. Tennessee, if they hadn't fallen in love with Tannehill.
Yeah.
That would have been a good fit.
I think there's a lot of good fits for him. I think he's done with L.A. That experiment's worn off. The problem is, wherever he goes, he's probably not going to have the weapons that he's got in L.A., and it's going to be sort of a shock to him because he's always been blessed with good weapons around him. And now he's not going to have Keenan Allen and Mike Williams and Melvin Gordon and Austin Eckler and, you know, Hunter Henry.
He does have a lot of weapons.
Yeah,
he
spoiled.
Really does.
And you think about over the years having freaking Antonio Gates and LaDainian Tomlinson, like, that guy's always had solid guys around him. So you go to Tennessee, well, probably not going to have it like that. You go to the Bears, you're definitely not going to have it like that.
Although Tennessee at least has a couple of receivers now. They're not those weapons, but they're not.
None of them are close to Keenan Allen.
No.
They don't have a running back that's close to Melvin Gordon.
Derrick Henry's having I would say better than Melvin Gordon right now.
Oh, I thought you said in Chicago.
No, I said Tennessee.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well,
I've never been as high on Melvin Gordon as a lot of you guys are. I'll just say
well,
that.
Well, I'll say this right now. Melvin Gordon's not even the best running back on the Chargers.
No, he's not.
Austin Eckler is a stud, though.
He is. And they should be giving, and I hope they give him 35 touches this week.
Making for an easy decision on what should we do with Melvin Gordon at the end of the year.
See ya.
Boy, bye. All right, I got to tell you about my computer career. And if you are working in a job that you're not crazy about, maybe you're not making enough money, maybe you are just tired of going into the office, maybe you don't like your coworkers, maybe you don't like your boss, tons of reasons you might not like the job you got. My computer career gives you an opportunity to start a career no matter how old you are, no matter how much experience you have. And it's super simple, guys. Go to mycomputercareer.edu, take their free career evaluation today, and you could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months, even with no experience or training. You don't need any of it, guys. They're going to do it all for you, helping people start from scratch. That's what they do. You'll attend classes on campus or live online just twice a week. It's going to be everything you need to get started. And then they're going to help you get hired after you graduate because they work with employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill for my fellow vets. Classes are starting up soon, guys. Go take that free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. MyComputerCareer.edu.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. And a lot of people interested in the quarterbacks. So the Carlos Correa rumors are a little more... They're a little more vibrant. I don't know if you've been following. But apparently the Mets are talking about a deal for him.
I heard something about Carlos Correa, like, basically called Jeff Luhnow. Was like, hey, what's going on with this?
Wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, Jeff Luhnow said that yesterday at winter meetings, that he called him and told him, don't worry about it. Go back to your honeymoon.
Okay. Yeah, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. We're going to trade you whether you like it or not.
Honestly, so doesn't it make more sense? It makes more sense to do it next year because he's not that expensive this year.
It's really not, and you've got him under control for two more years. And it's, to me, you're in better shape holding on to him than you are George Springer right now, because George Springer is a guy you're going to have to pay next year.
Yeah, although that's going to be a tougher one because of the age factor.
Yeah.
He's not a young man, but I do think he'll hold up for a while. Okay, I have now gotten 13 people either DMing me or texting the show saying they missed the hockey plays. Could I repeat them or send them to them? Okay, guys. I won't make you go back and listen to Podcast Arena. This one time I'll repeat them, but... Please don't.
One time.
Please don't keep hitting me up for them when you miss them, because that's why I want you to listen to the show if you want the free picks.
Well, that's why. I mean, they're still listening. That's good, right?
I know. It's good that they're listening.
And we get ratings for the 6 o'clock hour or 5 o'clock hour, not the Podcast Arena. So
well, I know.
Listen all day.
But we also have really big numbers for Podcast Arena, so I'd like to have that, too.
I don't care
too.
About those.
Well, you should.
No.
I mean, those are listeners. Those are people who care about the show.
I know. I want them to listen to the show on the radio.
Well, and so that's why it's such a dumb way that we keep score.
It is, but it's the way we keep score.
It is. Well, that needs to change, but that's neither here nor there. But Winnipeg, Detroit, and Edmonton, Minnesota over. That's it. Good luck. I will not be repeating them again.
Wait, what were those?
I got two words for you. Hey, man. That.
That's
not the words. Listen, I'm more than happy to do this, but I don't... I mean, I can't just, you know, hey, I miss this. Can you send them to me? I'm kind of trying to do a show. I'm not trying to be a dick, but there you have it. Would you do DeGrom for Correa and Reddick?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. I'd do DeGrom for Correa and Springer.
Well, I don't know if I'd go that far, but, yeah, I would definitely do that deal. You know, that would be pretty close to replacing Garrett Cole.
Yeah. Yeah. You know who wouldn't do DeGrom for Correa and Reddick? The Mets.
Yeah. I can't imagine. The Mets are adding stuff.
Yeah.
But Syndergaard might be more likely.
I mean,
they've been talking about moving him. I would do that, too. I'd take Syndergaard for Correa.
That DeGrom contract at this point is... such a bargain when you think about what the other, like what these guys are going for now. I mean, it's literally a it's stealing what the Mets are paying DeGrom. So yeah, that's a legit value contract. I can't imagine they'd give up that for something less than, you know, amazing. 5 years, $137 million now. That's like, nothing for a frontline starter now.
No, the only problem there is that the Astros aren't taking on that salary, even if it is a bargain. I mean, that's they made it pretty clear that they're trying to shed, which is why you make a deal like this.
Well, so if you make a deal like that, I mean, you're avoiding paying Carlos Correa, who will make more than $137 million over 5 years.
You're avoiding paying, but you're still 2 years away from having to pay him. That's the thing.
Yeah.
And that St. Patrick brings up that's his value's higher right now because of the team control for 2 years. And that's probably fair.
Yeah, it's crazy to think that now DeGrom's making $27.5 million per year.
Yeah, I mean, that is a bargain.
Yeah, I mean, relative to these guys that are getting paid now, it's like, oof. But, yeah, that's a contract you want. It's funny that now $27.5 million a year, that's a bargain.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's standards change all the time.
I guess.
Let's see what Paul has to say. What's up, Paul?
Hey, guys. I called y'all last year around the trade deadline and mentioned Correa for Syndergaard, which would have been a better deal at the time than it is now, because Correa, the guy can't stay healthy, and he gave really nothing in the postseason. And if we'd have had one more arm, Syndergaard's a perfect fit for the Astros. He's what Gerrit Cole was 2 years ago, an incredibly talented right-handed guy who throws hard, who's never achieved his potential. He's got the same contract status as Correa. So to do that trade, you know, you wouldn't be saving any salary unless you could throw Reddick in there. But that's a trade the Astros should make. You move Bregman to short. You could technically move Yuli to third. I don't know how good he is defensively, a third baseman. But that was his position in Cuba. And if they could get that done, that's the way they've got to go. And if they have to throw in, I don't think they should have to throw in anybody else to sweeten it necessarily, but you know, the Mets are not going to trade DeGrom, but if you could get Syndergaard, that you'd do that in a heartbeat, especially if they'll take Reddick's contract, or even if they don't.
I would do it, but I don't know that they will.
I don't know that they will either. And honestly, I don't know that the Mets aren't happy with Amed Rosario at shortstop. They probably feel like, oh, we're doing okay. We got a good young guy who's getting better every year, and we've got under team control for a while. He's 23 years old. Why are the Mets in a hurry to get a shortstop all of a sudden?
Well, like you said, under control for two more years, still has upside. Could be a guy that, you know, could be a difference maker for him.
Maybe.
So, I mean, I think there are a lot of teams that look at that guy and still see the potential there, that he could put up MVP numbers.
I think there's also a lot of guys that look at it and they go, oh, this guy,
it only takes one to be in love with
him. Has been healthy 1 year out of five.
It only takes one team to be in love with the guy. That's all it takes.
The problem is he's never been able to have the year where his numbers are just cartoonish, because he's never been able to play a full year. If he had years where he had like 35 home runs and 120 batted in, you'd be like, oh, I can get that guy. But he's never done that, because, I mean, you can.
But you can't get that guy if he's done that. That's the problem. That's why you're buying now.
Well, maybe you can, because the Astros are going to have to pay him if he's that guy.
He's not going to be that guy.
I don't think he's going to be that guy either.
But, yeah, ever since he got engaged, hasn't been the same guy.
It's still funny to me how mad people got when we were doing comps 5 years ago, and I said, I think he could be like Nomar Garcia Parra. People were like, what a joke. It's like, dude, how about now? Don't you wish he could be like Nomar Garcia Parra now?
No, would you take that?
And I remember, like, we talked about this on the show. We went through a list of players, and this was in probably 2015, like when Carlos was like 20. And we were like, would you trade this player for Carlos Correa? Would you rather have this guy or this guy? You get him for the rest of their careers. And there were people who were like, if it's not Mike Trout, I want Carlos. I mean, I said,
well, at the time,
I could search my tweets and find people who laughed at me for saying I'd rather have Nolan Arenado than Carlos Correa. And in hindsight, that's hilarious that anyone would even put those guys in the same conversation. But there were people who were mad that I said Nolan Arenado's better than Carlos Correa.
No, I think the argument was who'd you rather have for the next 5 years. And I think you could make you could have made a case for him back then. You can't now because he's been broken so much. But that's the thing. Somebody's still looking at him the same way. And if the Mets look at him like that, they're going to give you a big chunk of players for him.
Yeah.
And you know that. And if you're the Astros and you judge that you can get enough to help you this year and next year, maybe replenish the farm system a little bit. It would make some sense. But if you're not going to get enough for him, don't do it. Kind of like the Clowney thing. To me, if they shouldn't have traded Clowney, they didn't get enough for him.
Just pulled up this tweet thread. If you put every player in the league in a hat and redrafted.
When was this?
This was August 2015.
Okay.
August 4th, 2015. John Granato tweeted, if you put every player in the league in a hat and redrafted, Correa would not last three picks. He's that sick already. I said, not true, but he's getting there quickly. He said, bull bleep. Name who you'd pick ahead of him other than Trout. I said, somebody mentioned Bryce Harper, and John said, or it was Dustin mentioned Bryce Harper. He said, child, please, Harper's more worried about his hair than winning. Give me Correa. I said, he's good. Not saying he won't get there, but I think you're jumping the gun. I said, you forgot to mention Arenado. John Granato says, stop. If they're both there, you're going to take Arenado ahead of Correa? They just canceled your show. I'm telling you, this was like, it was a crazy thing to say.
And you know who else would have been in that conversation at the time was Chris Bryant.
Yeah.
I think that's another guy that 2 years ago, if you have that draft, he's a lot higher than he is right now. He's still up there, I think.
He said, we're drafting, 20 years old. Great sample so far. Eliminate older players. Give me position players. He was the number one pick, not a reach. And I said, give me a 23 to 25-year-old who's already shown me a few good years over a 20-year-old with 6 weeks. He said, use your eyes, man, and project. You'd make a bleepy scout.
Well, at the time, I could see why people would make that argument. But then now, you can't really do it because he hasn't proven to be healthy, and I don't know that he's ever going to be healthy. Although 832 says he's due for a career year, and now he's married and want to spend more time at the clubhouse away from the wife. It's probably true.
Yeah.
All right. I promised you a gem of the day that would involve little people. It's coming up next. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Yeah. You know it's like, yeah, somebody only close,
yeah, to get you like off, yeah, your... This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. UFC 247. Oh, sorry, got this one. Got the wrong one here. ESPN 97.5 is celebrating Christmas early with our 12 Days of Christmas. All day today, we're giving away a premium Zumo Meat Company baskets.
Meat.
Love Zumos. At 5:51, we'll do caller 5 to 713-780-3776. You're going to win a basket full of Zumo's high-quality, great-tasting products like Cajun-style Boudin.
Boudin.
And Dewey sausage and much more. Stay tuned for your chance to win all day, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. And to order your Zumo meat products for the holidays, head to Zumo.com. Boudin, we like to call
That's
it.
Right.
But some people like to call it Boudin.
Boudin.
All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, we go to Bismarck of the Dakotas, you know, up north. A little school called Dickinson.
Fairly?
No, just Dickinson. And they're not Fair or Lee.
Okay.
Well, they have been asked by the Little People of America, which is described as a nonprofit organization that provides support, resources, and information to people with dwarfism and their families.
I'm for that.
I am too. I support the Little People of America. And but they're upset. Well, they're really, I have to say, they were really nice about it. They just explained their position, asking, you know, letting the Dickinson people know that their mascot name is offensive.
Is it?
The M word.
It's the Dickinson Midge?
Gidgets. Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Now, I thought it would be like the Dickinson dwarves.
Well, but first off, what a horrible,
horrible
name.
Yeah, I guess like when you're in the mascot decision meeting, if you throw out tigers or wildcats, it's like, you know, dude,
cougars.
Really, you can't come up with something a little more original? And that dude, some dude was like, I know, I'll hit you with something you were never expecting. You want something original? Boom, find me someone else who's got it. And they're like, you know what? That works.
I'd be like, don't be short with me, pal.
Oh.
But listen, in their defense.
It was a short meeting.
It was. At least I'm glad they're standing tall on this one. But I'm going to give them a lot of credit for the way they handled it. They said, I want to make this clear. We're not here to come and force you to change. We're not trying to force anything upon you. We just really want to give you our perspective and our point of view. You can make the decision on your own. And, of course, a member of the public steps up and asks the board to think twice before changing the name. Says, what is the meaning of the word bleep? According to the dictionary, it says small human being or small, and it's not a derogatory word or demeaning. We're all God's children. Whether you're big, small, tall, it doesn't matter. To me, it means strength, and also be proud of the mascot for what it represents. Keep in mind, this is North Dakota.
Yeah.
But then here's the Little People of America said, in the freak show era, little people were brought from their parents and put on display in horrible conditions, subjected to terrible, terrible things, and put on display to make people money. It's a word that has a lot of hate. It's a word that is really derogatory, and it's a word that represents a terrible history for us.
Okay.
So.
Listen, I've never known the trials and tribulations of the small person. If they say it's offensive, listen, who am I to say it's not? So I try to be sensitive in my older age. Like, it is funny, the things that I used to be able to say on the radio.
Well, yeah.
That weren't offensive when I started doing radio, but now are really offensive.
I remember when I first started, the F word for homosexual was okay.
You could say that on the radio?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was never doing that.
Back then. I mean, I never said it.
But I used to do there was a segment on my show in Austin, and this is a true story, called, and it rhymes with Letarded Love Connection.
Oh, yeah. I remember you telling me about that.
I was putting people who were challenged together. And we were, I mean, it was a, to me, it was a nice public service. I was like sending them on dates, getting them in limo rides, taking them out to dinner. Of course, we had someone there.
You had a chaperone.
Recording the entire thing for my entertainment and the entertainment of my audience. But that was like, we had big voice guy like, it's Letarded Love Connection. And now.
You could not say that.
That would be ridiculously offensive, I guess. But in 2006, hey, get away with it.
Well, I understand that things change. And,
yeah.
Yeah. You know, and when they came after me, I was, you know, they educated me that they were offended by it. Specifically, that I put it as part of a nickname where killer was the second word in it.
Yeah, that was really wrong.
It was a good nickname, though. But, you know what? They're right. If it offends them, I can use other words.
Also, I didn't kill that guy.
You beat the living crap out of
him. Yeah, but that's different.
No, but it was funny. It was a good nickname. I really, it's the best nickname that I've given you since you've been here. And, You know, but they're right.
And Chocolate Braveheart's pretty good.
Yeah, it's okay. But no, I think the reality is, if a group of people are offended by something, there's no reason for me to use that word.
Yeah.
There's plenty of other words for it, and if they consider it hurtful, then you know I'm with it. There's things that I've taken out of my vernacular because, like, I didn't realize that posse was offensive to people.
I still don't believe that's offensive.
I don't believe it's offensive, but if people are offended by it and enough of them complain, I don't need to use that word. I got crew.
But I've only heard posse called offensive one time ever.
Well, like I said, I don't need to use it. I got other words.
Okay.
But I also think we're, as a society, we're way too sensitive about crap. And you know, and then I think people are out there reaching, looking for you to say something that they can find offensive.
Yeah.
I mean, we get that all the time. I mean, some of the stuff on the text line that I just delete, you know, people are trying to, let's just say they're reaching a little just to try to create something like that. Somebody says you should consult with Palillo on how he feels about that situation.
Palillo's over the minimum height.
Yeah, I think he is. Somebody says you should get Gilbert a date to the Christmas party. That would be entertaining.
If we had a lady listener that was a match.
Hey, Jacob says, don't let them listen to Dire Straits. Yeah, that song, you couldn't write that song anymore.
The microwave ovens?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That little has his own jet airplane.
Yeah.
He's a millionaire. Yeah, that's you can't do that anymore. Well, Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Well, there's lots of things.
You couldn't make that
movie.
Well,
we talked about yesterday, the toy.
Oh, yeah. Well, the toy was... Although, in a lot of ways, that was kind of a brilliant movie.
It was absolutely a brilliant movie.
Yeah, but it's... You know, I get it. I think... but I also think that maybe not everything has to be offensive.
Yeah.
I think if we kind of give people the... You know, but I will... Props to the little people of America for the way they handled it, not just going in there and saying, oh, this is horrible. Because believe me, I saw the letters they sent to me. They weren't as nice to me. So I appreciate that they were nice to the school board. And I'll just go with, that's a terrible nickname.
Yeah. It's not good.
But I do wonder if they're going to, like, there's in Canada, one of the levels of hockey is Gidget hockey for, like, eight-year-olds and stuff.
Okay.
Wonder if they're going to go to them and ask them to change that.
I don't know. On one hand, Canada is more progressive than us, and more like they're more woke than we are. But on the other hand, it's a different culture. Maybe it's not offensive up there.
Yeah, because it is the little people of America.
Yeah.
They may not have a little people of Canada.
Is there an LPC?
I don't know. I do not know. I do know that Whitmire's is the absolute best. They have the best products. They have the best place to go.
It's tremendous.
It is tremendous. It is. And there's nothing but good people on their side. And, guys, if you haven't tried their new rye bourbon blend, please do. It is fantastic. It's at liquor stores all over the city. Makes a great gift. If you want to, people all the time ask me, hey, what's a great bourbon to get somebody? Go get that rye bourbon blend. Travis Whitmire came up with that. It is fantastic. You still got time to do a barrel pick. Get a group together, go out there, you try a few barrels, you pick your best, or the one you like the best, they'll bottle it for you right there. We did it a few weeks ago, and it was a great experience for everybody. You can tour the distillery as well. Just go to 16711 Hollister in Houston, or go to Whitmire's.com to book it. And if you just want to go when they're open, go check out their bar. It is fantastic. They have a lot of great specialty drinks there, old fashions and things like that that you will love. Houston's first distillery is Houston's best distillery, Whitmire's.com.
This is Heisman Trophy winner and College Hall of Fame Billy Sims, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.